Don't want to spend a minute more on the weather when I've got Bart Haxton, director of the Jackson County Health Department, on the line. Morning, Bart. I assume you've been a rather busy fellow the last week since the last time you and I spoke.
Oh, a little bit.
You know, a little bit. I'm curious, what's your definition for Jackson County status right now after since you and I spoke last time?
Well, we certainly are still seeing an increase in cases, although over the last 7 days, we did go down a little bit over the previous 7 days, so that's positive news. I'm always looking for those little rays of sunshine. So over the last 7 days, we've had 104 cases, and the previous 7 days before that, 135, but certainly 104 cases in a week is nothing to be necessarily proud of.
And we've seen more deaths across the region as well, and I'm sure that impacts your thoughts as well in relationship to testing.
It does. We haven't seen any in Jackson County, but I know there's been some in the region, and those are always heartbreaking, and you know, we need to take every chance we get to try and avoid that.
Do you think the health alert helped when you started, you joined us the morning after that was made? I think that was a week ago last Monday, so we're talking almost 2 weeks. Have you seen any effect from that health alert?
Well, we issued the public health alert on the 25th of July, and then last Friday, the IDPH issued their weekly warning status, and so Jackson County was one of 11 counties in the state that moved to the warning status. That's announced every Friday around lunchtime. I have every indication that we'll continue to stay on the warning status for the next week, and that's based upon 8 different metrics that the State Health Department measures. So things are maybe slightly better in the last week, but we're still not to the point we need to be.
All right, when it comes to the mask mandate, a week ago, Carbondale, when you think about it, your largest community, sure, but also a shopping hub. A lot of business goes on and interaction there. When it comes to this mask mandate, when will you know if it's beginning to work?
I think it'll take a few weeks for us to really determine that, especially as we get back to school, more people come to town. I think that'll help determine if the mask mandate is helping or not.
You know, the governor, his appearance Tuesday on the campus of SIU, I've got to admit to you, Bart, I did mentally flinch when the governor said worse than Chicago.
Yeah, and I had a lot of people ask me about that, and so I think really the metric he was looking at there was number of cases per 100,000 population. That's one of the metrics that IDPH measures, and so they want counties, the target is to stay under 50 cases per 100,000 population. For Jackson County and our population, if we hit 29 cases in a week, then we are over the target, and certainly we're doing more than that right now.
You know, this coming week is going to be exceedingly challenging, and for a lot of different reasons. The levels of complication in back to school, every time I talk to an administrator or a parent, I learn about a new complication or some type of little crease in the plans. You've been assisting in these plans as well, not only K through 12, but SIU.
Yes, we've been working with school administrators, both K through 12 and SIU, and providing them guidance, reviewing plans as they develop them, trying to give them the latest and best guidance we have. I don't think there's anybody that's going to tell you there's not a mountain of challenges with return to school. I think everybody recognizes that, but there are a lot of committed public health officials, a lot of committed school officials who are dedicated to doing this as safely as possible. I think, no plan will go unchanged. They will have to be adapted on the fly, and we'll have to see how things play out. But I do know that everyone involved is committed to trying to do it as safely as possible, and I think everyone realizes that the situation is going to change, and we're going to have to adapt as we go.
You know, I can't help seeing this as kind of like a Venn model, you know, where different overlaps, SIU students, and then younger K through 12 students, then their parents, and then their grandparents, then the places they go to business, and I start seeing these overlaps, and it actually is kind of mind-bending when you start, because you can overthink this real easy.
Yes, and that's all part of what we're doing with contact tracing, is trying to develop that common operating picture, if you will, of where transmission is occurring and who's transmitting to who, and as we do our contact tracing, then we get two or three cases and are able to link them together, and then that helps us target more people for quarantine and hopefully prevent the spread.
The wisdom of having SIU students test before they return to the campus, the minute I saw that request, I'm like, that's smart on a lot of different levels, including those metrics that the governor pointed out on Tuesday.
Yes, I mean, having them test before they come here is good. That's going to help determine if they have an infection before they come. Then those cases are getting reported in the county where they're living at that moment, and not necessarily in Jackson County, so we like that as well. It's smart not to have people show up with an infection, but the university has plans in place to do testing as cases appear, and so we can have mobile testing brought on site and do testing of close contacts and try and really limit the spread from person to person. And local testing capacity is getting expanded here within the next week or so. And so I think we're taking steps to ensure that things can be done safely.
Now, when it comes to kids back to school, and you had just a little bit of time to talk to every parent and give them guidance from your point of view as director of the Jackson County Health Department, and say this child is going back into the classroom setting, what would you have them know? What would be your advice?
Well, it's certainly every parent. I'm not going to tell them what to think. They should develop their own opinions, and if they want their child in class, then that's where they belong. If they want them remote learning, then that's where they belong. What I can tell them is that every school official that we have worked with in Jackson County has been wholly committed over this summer to developing a plan that will prevent the spread, and that they also know that they may have to adapt as we go. And I think everyone has the kids' best interests at heart.
When it comes to children's susceptibility to COVID-19, it's normally, I would say, a national debate, but debates in the rearview mirror, laying down, taking a nap. The national argument about susceptibility in children, from your personal experience, what have you learned about that age group?
The few studies that I've seen have shown varying results. So the most famous one is out of South Korea, and it was really showing that kids under 10 were less likely to pick up the virus and less likely to transmit it, and those 10 and over were just as likely as adults to pick it up and transmit it. But I've also, since that study came out 2 to 3 weeks ago, I've seen other studies which contradict that. So it's very confusing to the public. It's confusing to us here at Public Health, trying to determine what studies are being done and which ones are more valid than others. And so that's part of the information we have to sift through. And unfortunately, it's happening in real time here as we have a pandemic going on.
What are your personal goals going forward as director of the health department? Any personal goals that you hope to achieve? No magic wand stuff where you can wish it away. But if you get your wish, right, and your foot's on the gas pedal, where do you go?
Well, we recently accomplished one of our goals. We brought on 13 new contact tracers last week. They are currently getting trained up, so we're looking forward to adding them into the fight here, especially at this time before schools come back together. My other wishes are that safe vaccines get delivered here by the early part of next year, and that we can conduct a mass vaccination campaign during the first half of next year, which will vaccinate a giant portion of the community, and that will be the key to helping put this in that rearview mirror you talked about.
Jackson County, 10 new positive cases yesterday, bringing 692 to total, 19 deaths, 562 people have been released from isolation. When you talked about those contact tracers, I couldn't help but think about this next number, 111 active cases. And, and I try to think about the number of people I come into contact with physically in a day. Right now, I'm keeping myself very isolated to protect the program and the studios here. But in any event, 111 people, I have a feeling they're not quite as much of a hermit as I've become. That contact tracing in 111, I can't imagine what the end number in contact is on that.
I don't even have it at hand, Tom. It is quite large. You know, when we started with the stay-at-home orders, for every positive case we had maybe two or three other people we had to quarantine, and now for every positive case, it might be 10, 20 other people that we have to quarantine because people are coming into contact with others so frequently. So that is a big problem.